This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva will hold bilateral talks in New Delhi today. Both leaders would be reviewing the entire gamut of bilateral relations. The two leaders would also be exchanging views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora, reformed multilateralism, global governance, and issues concerning the global south. Yesterday, PM Modi held a bilateral meeting with Hereditary Prince of Liechtenstein, Prince Aloy, President of the Slovak Republic, Peter Pellegrini, Sri Lankan President Anura Kumaradesanayake, and PM of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam, in New Delhi, on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit 2026. During the meeting with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres and Prime Minister Modi, they exchanged perspectives on UN reforms, especially giving greater voice to the Global South. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the AI Impact Summit has been a grand success on many fronts. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Vaishnav said all major nations which matter in the artificial intelligence space have signed the India AI Impact Summit 2026 declaration. The minister said that over 70 countries have already signed the declaration and the number is expected to cross 80. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has issued a general advisory for today in view of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. According to the advisory, entry will be permitted through gate number 4 for drop-off by cabs and gate number 10 for delegates arriving by metro from 9:15 a.m. onwards. For the exhibitors, the gates will be open at 8 a.m. The ministry also said that media center will not be operational today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the groundbreaking ceremony of the HCL Foxconn joint venture project in the Yamuna Expressway Industrial Development Authority in Uttar Pradesh through a video conferencing today. The project is aligned with the government's efforts to strengthen domestic manufacturing capabilities, reduce import dependence, and build resilient global supply chains. With this initiative, the country's semiconductor ecosystem will receive a major boost, fostering innovation, skill development and technology transfer. Ministry of External Affairs said that both India and the United States are working to finalize the mutually beneficial trade agreement. Addressing the media in New Delhi yesterday, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a delegation led by the chief negotiator will visit the U.S. next week.
We had adopted the joint statement between the United States and India recently, and as per the joint statement, both sides are now working to finalization of the interim agreement of a mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreement. What I understand is that a delegation from our side, a team led by the chief negotiator from our side, is expected to visit the United States next week.
In a significant step towards protection against serious diseases like tetanus and diphtheria, Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare, J.P. Nadda, will launch the tetanus and diphtheria vaccine today. The program will be held at the Central Research Institute, Kasauli. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to attend the Raising Day Parade of the Central Reserve Police Force and lay foundation stone of 10th Assam Police Battalion in Guwahati today. Around 1,400 CRPF personnel across 8 contingents will participate in the parade. Later in the afternoon, the Union Minister will lay the foundation stone for a new campus of the 10th Assam Police Battalion at Kachutoli, a nearby area of Guwahati. In the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on tariffs, U.S. President Donald Trump said there is no change in the trade deal with India and emphasized that the India deal is on. He said that his relationship with India is fantastic and they are doing trade with India. President Trump said this at a news conference today in the White House, hours after the U.S. Supreme Court verdict striking down his sweeping tariffs. In hockey, India will begin their overseas leg of the FIH Pro League against Spain in Hobart today. The game is scheduled to begin at 12 p.m. The Indian men's hockey team will be keen to make a strong comeback under new captain Hardik Singh, especially in the absence of regular skipper Harmanpreet Singh. Following the opening encounter, India will take on hosts Australia in a high-intensity clash tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.